You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk
Art Go.
Earlier this month, 4 out of 5 members of Brazil's Supreme Court voted to convict the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, for plotting a military coup after losing the 2022 election. However, members of Brazil's right-wing political opposition that support Bolsonaro are attempting to pass a bill that would give him amnesty. Earlier this week, thousands of Brazilians protested against the proposed amnesty bill, which has been dubbed by critics as the Bandits Bill. For International Desk, I spoke to Dr. Marika Reithoff, senior lecturer in Latin American politics at the University of Liverpool, about this conviction of Bolsonaro and the public response. I started by asking if, for those who don't know, she could talk about who Bolsonaro is and what he has been convicted of.
So Jair Bolsonaro was elected president in 2018, and he was known from the very start of his election campaigns as a far-right ideologist, someone who supported all kinds of conservative views against women, against Brazilian minorities, and also rejected, in a way, the previous left-wing governments under the presidency of Dilma Rousseff and President Lula, left-wing policies, and proposed a much more positive relationship with the United States, which is also important for the conviction case. And Bolsonaro came to power based on a very significant amount of social mobilization, mass demonstrations, so he had and has significant support. And during his presidency, he was still popular, but also controversial because of his handling of the pandemic. And there were many Brazilian victims at the time. And he ended up losing the elections against his main nemesis, you could say, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in 2022. Bolsonaro always presented Lula as one of the main enemy of his far-right program. And after Lula was elected, Bolsonaro instigated the storming of the Brazilian Congress and institutions of democracy in the capital, Brasilia. Although that was initially, it seemed spontaneous, it later appeared to be planned by Bolsonaro and his accomplices. And now he's been convicted for this case, which is why a majority of Brazilians accepted as an attempted coup. Around 64% view it that way.
That links well into the next question I have, which is, how have people in Brazil responded to these convictions?
I found it very interesting that the level of demonstrations before and after the conviction and the verdict were relatively small compared to the past. So you could speak of several thousand people demonstrating in favor of Bolsonaro, compared to much larger demonstrations about 10 years ago, leading up to his election. As I said, a majority of Brazilians supports the verdict, but there's still quite a lot of polarization around it. And Bolsonaro and his allies have a hardcore support of around 20% of the electorate.
There is also a new bill introduced by the opposition in Brazil that could grant Bolsonaro amnesty. Where has this bill come from and how likely is it to pass?
So the opposition in particularly in the lower chamber of deputies, has proposed a bill for what is called a broad amnesty, which would remove the convictions and the prison sentences. And this proposal would mean that Bolsonaro wouldn't serve in prison, but he would still be banned from running in elections for breaking several electoral laws. This proposal is now has been kind of sent to a reporter in Parliament who is looking at the possibilities for an amnesty. But the official looking at this has already reported that an amnesty is very unlikely to pass. It would be a constitutional amendment, so it needs a two-thirds majority vote. At the same time, the more moderate opposition is looking for a legal proposal to reduce the sentences of those convicted to from coup plotting, and that's more likely to pass. But President Lula has already said that if there is an amnesty voted for in Parliament, then he would consider vetoing it. So he's very much opposed to the idea of an amnesty.
What has the response been to the amnesty bill from the public in Brazil?
So that's also interesting in that a small majority of Brazilians also support the convictions, but not an amnesty. So in reality, I think there's not a lot of public support for this. That's coupled to the majority view of around 64% that this was indeed a coup attempt and it should be there should be consequences.
Bolsonaro was also ideologically aligned with United States President Donald Trump. What does Bolsonaro's conviction mean for Trump and the United States?
Trump was interviewed almost immediately after the convictions. And he said, you know, that he likes Bolsonaro and he views him as a close ally. But he also saw the legal prosecution of Bolsonaro as similar to his own experience of the many court cases he faced. And you can see now that Marco Rubio, in particular, has been speaking out against conviction also. More recently, but there hasn't been any specific threat of sanctions. The US has already applied trade sanctions on Brazil, which is not necessarily very significant because Brazil imports more from the US than it exports to the US. And there's been a case of diplomatic sanctions, so not allowing visas for diplomatic delegations. But it doesn't look like the US can interfere directly in this way. And Lula has also spoken out against it, including in an article in the New York Times.
I believe this is the first time Brazilian politicians have been convicted for inciting a coup. Is this a good sign for democracy?
I would definitely say so, because Bolsonaro has in quite a few ways, and Bolsonaro and his allies, I should say, have been undermining democracies or questioning the electoral process in Brazil, questioning certain accepted protections and rights, and democratic institutions, and that has led to concerns about democratic backsliding in Brazil, but it looks like, compared to some other countries, including in the US and in Europe, Brazil's institutions can provide a safety net. So that can actually lead to convictions like this and can indicate consequences of something like a coup. And that's very important given the history of dictatorship in Brazil.
That was Dr. Marika Reithoff, senior lecturer in Latin American politics at the University of Liverpool, on the conviction of former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro and the public response.
International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.